This is Rush to Reason.
You are going to shut your damn yapper and listen for a change, because I got you pegged, sweetheart. You want to take the easy way out because you're scared. And you're scared because if you try and fail, there's only you to blame. Let me break this down for you. Life is scary. Get used to it. There are no magical fixes.
With your host, John Rush.
My advice to you is to do what your parents did. Get a job, sir.
You haven't made everybody equal. You've made them the same, and there's a big difference.
Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there. It is this feeling that has brought you to me.
Are you crazy?
Am I? Or am I so sane that you just blew your mind?
It's Rush to Reason with your host, John Rush. Presented by High Five Plumbing, where every call ends with a high five.
Filling in is Andy Pate, party of choice.
And I'm your host, Andy Pate, filling in for John Rush, who is taking a very, very, very well-deserved couple weeks off. We can't wait to see him again. And I am joined today by the most hated Republican in all the state of Colorado. You're proud of that, I know. Eli Bremmer. How you doing, Eli?
I'm doing great, Andy. Great to be up here with you again today.
Do you wake up in the morning and just feel hated?
On good days, yeah.
Does your wife remind you? Now, just so you know, I know you feel loved because it's a loving environment here in the house, but I want you to know you're hated.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, you know what? If you wake up and you're not being hated, you're probably not doing anything that's very good in the world.
Probably not doing anything right. Okay, well, that's enough talk about doing things right. Why don't we talk about doing things wrong in the world? And that, of course, is the White House. I don't know if you heard this. Gee, I don't know if it's been big enough news, but they kind of blew it on Easter.
But look, you want to talk about what the White House is doing wrong? This is only a three-hour show.
I know.
You need two or three shows for that one.
Well, we're going to do 9 hours, and Charlie's going to speed up the audio.
Well, so here's the deal.
Very high voices.
I don't know which is worse, that Joe Biden declared Easter Transgender Visibility Day, or that he forgot afterwards that he did it.
I know. I mean, it's incredible.
Think about the irony of this. He says they need to be visible, and then he forgot that he did it. He made them invisible.
Is that like a superpower to be able to forget all the dumb things you do?
It's called Alzheimer's.
Oh, okay. I guess it's not a superpower per se. But here's the thing. And of course, the White House, they came out and they basically tried to cover this over, and they said, look, Trans Visibility Day is always on the 31st, and it just happened to hit on Easter this year.
Well, and they said it's been around for like 15 years, you know, unlike Easter, which has only been around for what? 2024 years.
Yeah, Easter's a brand new, it's a brand new thing.
Right. I mean, we just totally figured that out. Yeah.
Or Resurrection Day, many of us people like me call it. Well, you know, for those who actually believe that line of garbage from the White House, I want to remind them the president has discretion, full discretion, and the White House has full discretion to issue or not issue recurring proclamations. They could easily have said, look, this year it fell on Easter. We'll do a proclamation not on the same day. You know, we'll do it the day before, day after. But Easter is the number one Christian holiday. We're not going to, and transgenderism is obviously opposed by virtually the entire Christian community. We're not going to partner them on the same day, and we're certainly not going to emphasize it. Go ahead.
Well, that's right. And there's almost 100 other days on the calendar that the government has seen fit to recognize, make visible, whatever you want to say, individuals with transgender ideology or transgender syndrome. There's really one day on the calendar that has been historically truly a Christian holiday, which is Easter. I mean, you know,
sure,
different people celebrate
and
Christmas or not.
Christmas, of course.
Yeah, but of the two, Easter is considered the holiest day on the Christian calendar.
Right.
And, you know, so maybe we get 2 days as Christians. If you're transgender, you get 100 days. And, you know, Joe Biden comes out and says, you know what, we're just going to step all over the holiest day in the Christian calendar, the most revered day on the Christian calendar, and we're going to bring something that, you know, we just thought of a couple years ago.
Yeah, and, you know, let me read off a few more things that the White House has been celebrating. Let's see here. National Coming Out Day in October. Lesbian Day of Visibility in April. International Day Against Homophobia, Transphobia, and Biphobia in May, whatever that is. Pride Month, of course. Spirit Day in October. Intersex Awareness Day in October. Wait, one more here. Well, just one more. Transgender Day of Remembrance in November. So you remember them in November, and they're visible. Be honest. Yeah.
Is that a legit list, or are you reading off the Babylon Bee right now?
That's a legit list.
Wow.
That's true.
But you know what's again interesting about this whole deal is they didn't even try to be fair and even about this.
No.
Okay, Joe Biden went out and said, you know what? We're not even gonna have religious themed Easter eggs. So they went full in on this.
Okay, now you just hit on another point. For anybody who wants to say, look, the two things just happened to fall on the same day. Oh, really? First of all, if this came on the first day of Ramadan, do you think they would have moved it?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. And secondly, what you just said, they, you know, the kids were, they had this arts and crafts thing where they do Easter egg art and they do an egg roll. All right.
Yep.
You know, and they were told they literally could not have any religious symbols on Easter, which is about one religion. So you're only banning one religious symbol, the cross.
That's right.
And so you're telling them they can't put the empty cross, which is the entire symbol of the resurrection. You see the cross?
Yeah.
Not up there. That's kind of the whole point, right? And, well, obviously he was off the cross by that point, but you know what I mean. He's also not in the grave. He's right up. He's risen. And they choose to do that and ban that. And they also, let's see here, hang on just a moment, because they banned some other things. I was going to talk about this later, but let's talk about it now. Your submission, your art. Okay, and it must not contain any material that promotes bigotry, racism, hatred, or harm against any group or individual, or promotes discrimination based on race, gender, religion, nationality, disability, sexual orientation, or age. What kid is even thinking about any of these things? But what religion is being celebrated on that day? That does call out a number of those things.
Well, and
Christianity.
And
they banned Christianity on Easter, Eli.
Well, that's correct. And to be very fair, you can be anti-religious as long as you're anti-Christian. That's what they've said. So when they say,
well, Jewish to a degree.
No, that's true. Yeah.
They're Jewish, okay, Christian, with that too. Anything with the Bible.
Anything that is Judeo-Christian.
Yeah, keep going.
That is completely unallowable. You know, it has gotten so ridiculous. I'm almost surprised that they didn't announce that the Easter eggs that they rolled came from transgender male chickens, because almost nothing would surprise me anymore out of this group.
You know what they should have had was a rooster egg hunt.
Oh, that would be, yes, perfect.
Have a rooster. Now, it'd be really painful, because I got news for you. The kids would search for hours and not find any. So it wouldn't be really fun, per se. But I mean, they should have had a rooster egg hunt to go with their entire, you know, scope of the day.
And I'd like to point out, a couple of years ago, they were saying, you know, you had to wear masks and stuff because of follow the science. And yet, every time I open up the news, I'm like, you can't make this stuff up. I actually have to check. Am I reading Babylon Bee, or am I reading,
I know,
you know, Apple News?
It's the actual news, and it looks like the Babylon Bee. Let me ask you something, by the way. What did you serve on Easter?
What
did you serve to eat on Easter? Ham?
Oh, yeah, we had some ham, and we had a turkey. I'm not the turkey. We actually had a real turkey.
So it wasn't you this time.
It wasn't
me this
time.
We're not talking politically here.
No.
Actual food.
Yeah, we had ham, turkey.
Okay, so here's my question. What do you serve on Trans Visibility Day?
Tofu?
Tofu that identifies as ham.
Well, no, but if you do that, you might offend, you know, different religions. So the tofu, you know, that identifies as carrots? I mean, like, where do you go with this?
I don't know. Is there a religion surrounding carrots? Here's my question. For those who are out there right now thinking, you know what, guys? You are being insensitive to the trans community. Let me tell you something, okay? And I'm going to be fully honest here. I don't hate anybody who's trans. Never done. Never have. Couldn't care less. If you want to be trans, be trans. Be trans all day
it's
long.
It's a free country.
Free country. Live
this.
It up. I like freedom. But don't ask, don't demand. If you're going to allow freedom for you, it's freedom for me. Don't demand that I celebrate your choice to be trans. Because here's what trans is. You literally believe you are in the wrong body. Okay? There's no sugarcoating that, Eli. A trans person literally believes that they are in the wrong body. Okay? And once you open that door, you can't stop being open. If you say, I can identify as anything that is not my body, okay, well, you know, how about I'm an alpaca trapped in a man's body? You know what alpacas are,
oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
They're those
like little llama-looking things.
Shetland llamas.
They make
That's
great
what
socks.
They are. Yeah, what if they do make great socks, by the way. They really do. What if the White House had Shetland llamas trapped in human bodies by a wrathful god, Visibility Day?
Why not?
End?
Well, so
you guys look, folks. You want me and get to you in a sec. You guys want me to take you seriously. Look, I don't care how much a society decides to normalize something that is obviously abnormal. We're not talking about being gay here. We're talking about literally believing you are in the wrong body. Okay. No, sorry, it's not normal. That's very abnormal. And to celebrate it and to prop it up as a good thing only leads more kids to consider it. Go ahead.
Well, that's absolutely right. And it is objectively false. And that's something
yes.
I keep on saying. We're getting farther and farther away from objective truth. We're coming out of the Easter holiday where we celebrate the risen Christ. And, you know, my belief system has truth coming from God. So a lot of this, I think, is an attack on, you know, on the Christian foundations of America, on the moral foundations of America.
Absolutely.
And we can go into the animal kingdom, and guess what you see? You see male elk and female elk, and female elk have the babies.
Well, that's very sexist of you.
Yeah, it is. I know. And then again, we have chickens.
I'm not inviting you to my rooster egg hunt.
This is just objective truth. And what's really interesting is I'm looking around, and I'm actually starting to see a complete turnaround in society. And this gives me actually a lot of hope, because we're starting to see people say, you're telling me things that I can see plainly with my eyes are false. And it's been all over the map. I know many liberal women who started out saying, hey, I want to support transgenderism. They have good hearts. You know, these women have good hearts.
They just want to support. They want to love people.
But exactly. Yeah, but what they're coming down to now is saying, wait a second. There is a man and there is a woman and they're different. And having men impose their desires on women is not tolerance. It's male chauvinism.
Yes.
And
competing in women's sports. That's chauvinism.
Okay.
Going into their bathrooms. That's chauvinism.
So
that is their space. We don't deserve that.
Six-ish years ago, we had the hashtag Me Too movement.
Right.
Where you had people like, you know, Mikey Weinstein, the producer.
I forget, but yeah.
You know, who was making these women undress in front of him for his own.
Weinstein. Yeah.
And you had him, and rightfully, women said, we don't want to live in a society where powerful men can make us undress and gratify, you know, the male desires.
Amen to them.
Okay.
They're right.
And 6 years later, you have the National Organization for Women saying, actually, we think it's totally appropriate for a man to walk into a woman's locker room.
Yeah. What did they say? And now came out with another proclamation.
Yeah.
By the way, I've noticed that the left likes to do proclamations. A lot.
Yeah. Well, so this on X, formerly known as Twitter, but they identify as X now.
Yeah. They self-identify.
This is from the National Organization for Women, the quintessential women's, liberal women's feminist group. Here, I'm reading this quote. Repeat after us. Weaponizing womanhood against other women is white supremacist patriarchy at work.
White?
Making people believe there isn't enough space for trans women in sports is white supremacy patriarchy at work. So to be very clear, the feminists now believe that if you are a woman and you have a problem with a man demanding that you undress in front of him for his gratification and that he is entitled to everything you have earned as a woman, you are no longer a feminist. You are now a, quote, white supremacist patriarchist.
Wow.
Yeah, okay,
they're sick.
Not Babylon Bee. This is the national.
That's like real. Okay, that's a, remember when these things were jokes?
Yeah.
Okay, let me ask you a quick question, then we're going to go to break. When we come back, I want to talk about the Democrat Party as a whole, and I want to ask a simple question. Does the Democrat Party hate Christianity? Does it hate Christians? But first, I got to ask you a question about what happened with the White House and all this, because I don't see anybody stupid enough to buy their line. Well, it fell on the same day. Stop. Just stop. You also, on the one high holy day, the highest holy day of the year for Christians, banned religious symbols on eggs. It just stop. Okay. Here's my question. While this probably won't be a campaign killer, will this affect Biden in the campaign and in November? Will this alienate just a few more voters than he's already alienated?
Absolutely. I don't see how it can't. I mean, Biden's having so many problems within their coalition. You know, he comes out and says he's a good Catholic, and then he stomps all over Easter Sunday with his own liberal ideology. This is a presidency that has gone off the rails. And I believe that it's because we actually have a president who, frankly, has trouble paying attention to what's going on. And you're dealing with the most liberal people from Barack Obama's administration that are actually calling the shots. That's why they declared, you know, Transgender Visibility Day. And the president of the United States says, what are you talking about?
Have you noticed that these, you can say there are extreme conservatives who drive us nuts. There are. Okay. Let's face it, who will rant at anything and believe every conspiracy. You know what I mean? But they don't do like extreme liberals. Extreme liberals take anything that is biologically natural and hate it.
Yes.
And I will say this about extreme conservatives. They never do that.
No, although there is there's an old statement that at the ends of politics, they touch. It's a French statement, at the ends, they touch.
In a lot of ways, they do.
And it's about that exact situation. So, you know, I will concede that there are people, and I disagree that they're the most conservative. I think what happens is it's not an XY axis. You add the Z axis in, which is we went crazy axis. And right. In both situations, they get away from objective truth. They get away from.
You're right, because their views don't become more conservative.
Correct.
Their anger does. They become angry.
Exactly. And they actually start to leave conservatism and the idea of things like the rule of law. We see that on both sides.
All right. I'm talking to Eli Bremmer, who's joining me today for all 3 hours. Thanks for coming in, Eli.
My pleasure. Always happy to be up here.
When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about, does the Democrat Party hate Christians? I really want to ask that. If you want to call in, weigh in, it's 303-477-5600. That's 303-477-5600. Up next is Bruce Simmons with American Liberty Mortgage. If you're 62 or older, call Bruce, and he'll show how a reverse mortgage makes your home investment pay off right now. That's 303-467-7821.
A reverse mortgage can make sense for you if you are properly prepared. KLZ's reverse mortgage professor, Bruce Simmons, can help make sure you are ready. Many things you do not need to do first, like paying your bills off first or making certain repairs. And sometimes you will need to shore up some things on the home title or a repair that Bruce knows will be needed for the appraisal. The point is, you can be prepared for a reverse mortgage and move now rather than waiting. In an interest rate increasing environment, acting quicker rather than later puts more money in your pocket. Call Bruce Simmons for a free consultation at 303-467-7821. That's 303-467-7821. Or schedule online now at klzradio.com/reverse. NMLS 409914. American Liberty Mortgage is an equal housing lender.
Level Engineering. Ellen Davis got solar for my home. So our energy rates now, they stay the same all the time while they go up for other people. If you want to get all information with no pressure, call Alan at 303-378-7537.
Paul Leuenberger will teach you how to pay for home insurance the right way, saving money on premiums while protecting yourself from catastrophic costs in the future. American National Insurance keeps premiums low by attracting clients who choose to self-insure the small stuff. Most people don't understand basic economics, so they file claims all the time, driving up the cost of insurance year after year. You listen to Rush to Reason, so you probably have a better head on your shoulders, financially speaking, than the average homeowner. Still, you can learn new strategies from Paul Leuenberger to practice responsible money management. The smartest homeowners only file claims in emergencies, opting to pay out of pocket for everyday expenses. Personal responsibility benefits everyone, enabling you to afford total loss coverage. Call John's personal insurance agent, Paul Leuenberger, with American National Insurance for details about his one-of-a-kind rebate program. 303-662-0789.
Alan Davis with Level Engineering knows how much you despise cleaning your bathroom, but having that toilet brush in your hand actually might be more fun than opening up your electrical bill every month. You keep seeing constant rate increases, and those costs keep going up and up. We can't rescue you from cleaning the bathroom, but we can tell you that Alan Davis with Level Engineering will help you assess whether solar is right for you and your family. With electricity rates going up several times a year, and most households already paying up to 85% more in the last 3 years, just think about the money you'll be spending on electricity over the life of your home. That could be hundreds of thousands of dollars instead of getting solar now. With Alan Davis and Level Engineering, what you save over the years and the tax credit could mean tens of thousands of dollars back in your pocket and a meaningful tax credit today. We can't save you from housework, but we can help you save money. Call Alan Davis today, 303-378-7537, or email him at adavis@levelengineering.com.
Do you want to improve your health, fitness, and beauty? Are you an athlete recovering from an injury? A weekend warrior who is sore from your last workout? Do you have a chronic medical condition trying to meet a health and wellness goal? Or maybe you are looking for a great doctor who thinks the way you do. Dr. Scott Faulkner and Castle Rock Regenerative Healthcare is your path to a healthier tomorrow. Owner Dr. Scott is a board-certified internal medicine specialist, bringing decades of experience and expertise to the table. Dr. Scott is a true advocate of the latest advancements in healthcare. That's why he uses umbilical-derived stem cells, which have been clinically proven to be the most potent stem cells available. Worried about being lost in the crowd of impersonal healthcare? Fear not. Dr. Scott is a big picture doctor, not beholden to big pharma like some other providers. He takes the time to understand your unique needs and will customize your healthcare to fit you, your body, and your lifestyle. Reach your full potential and achieve your goals. Call Dr. Scott today at 303-663-6990 or visit him online at CastleRockRegenerativeHealth.com or find him at RushToReason.com.
God, country, reason. Now back to John Rush.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pape filling in for John Rush along with Eli Brammer. Eli, the Democrat Party, do they hate Christians? And by the way, when I say this, I'm not saying, do all Democrats hate Christians? That wasn't my question. I'm talking about the Democrat Party as an institution, primarily also their leaders and activists, the people driving the engine. Does the Democrat Party hate Christians?
You know, I've thought about this. I've got a very, very thorough answer.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. Hey, show's over. Guys, I hope you enjoyed it. We'll see you next time.
You just can't come up with any other explanation.
No, you can't.
And it's at every turn. It's not like it's one side yes, the other side no. You know, when was the last time they stepped up to protect any Christian's rights? And you know, I'll give ACLU some credit over time. They've actually stepped in. Wrong than right, but like a lot more wrong than right. But periodically they do step in and do the right thing.
Right.
The Democratic Party doesn't. And if you want to know the wrong side of a position, it's pretty easy. Just look at them, look at their platform, and there it is.
You see, when you look at the Democrats and their desire to quote Barack Obama, fundamentally transform America into what and from what? Okay, and really, a lot of what they're taking it from, I believe that Democrats look at the Christian foundations of America and want them thrown out, period. And for those who wonder, I was raised in the academic Democrat Party. Okay, that was my family and also a number of people I knew. And they are not fans of Christianity. They see it as a backward religion. They can't wait to see it gone. And that's fine if you want to see that. Folks, have your views. I know some wonderful Republicans who are atheists. I don't care. It's great. Live your life. But they really, let me give you a little piece of evidence. Okay, it's pretty obvious, and I could show you the numbers on church membership. Each generation, it's going down and down and down. You know this. Mm-hmm. As America marches away from Christ, Democrats celebrate every step. And the latest example is, you know, Transgender Visibility Day. They don't just acknowledge it. They celebrate it. They call out to them and say, you know, you are America. I believe that's exactly what Joe Biden said. And every single step that America takes away from Christianity, because keep in mind, transgenderism slaps the face of a creator. That's the whole problem.
That's
correct. Right.
Yep.
And, you know, a creator who made two genders. So every step of the way, they do celebrate every step away, whereas Republicans, if they go along with it at all, they're very slow to do so.
Well, that's right. And a lot of this comes down to fundamentally where the Democrat Party wants to be and culturally who they are. You know, there's a saying, culture eats strategy for breakfast.
Right.
And the truth of the matter is that the Democratic Party is a socialist party. And socialism is the economic system of communism. Okay, so remember, that's communism is a political side. Socialism, market socialism, is the very bright people in the government should determine how resources are allocated. The tactic that they use to get there is Marxism.
Right.
And Marxism requires class warfare, and it also requires not allowing the masses to have a religion. And so this is why we're seeing the destruction of religion in America. And guess what? Muslims are going to come after you, too, because eventually they can't tolerate that.
Eli, you can't destroy religion without government power. You can't. You can't destroy religion with freedom.
And you can't have ultimate government power if you allow religion.
Right.
And so
they don't coexist.
So their God is the government. That's what they want. They want the government to be so powerful that it can change your biological sex. And if you can change your biological sex, by definition, there's no God.
Right.
So this is a very core piece. So when you say, does the Democratic Party hate Christians? Yes, because they cannot get to where they want to go if Christianity is viable in America, which is why they've declared an all-out war on Christianity.
They really have. And we've talked in the past about their war on Christmas. That's pretty mm-hmm. obvious. But also, they push it as far as they can in every sphere, but they purposefully don't push it in some other spheres. Quick example, the Trans Day of Visibility, they did not put it, they put it out on their social networks. They did not put it out on their Hispanic social networks.
Gee,
they banned it from,
be?
You know, those Hispanic people who have a much higher percentage of God, you know, God-loving Catholic people, right?
And again, this goes back to the Marxist part of the Democratic Party,
yeah,
which is class warfare. So historically, they've told Hispanics, those evil Republicans are, you know, white supremacists and they're not standing for you. But they've always put people in these little buckets. And now the Hispanics, many Hispanics are conservative. A lot of them are Catholic. And so, of course, they're not going to go to them and say, hey, we just completely insulted the holiest day of your year.
Right.
You know, so again, it goes back to that, you know, that Marxist, you know, the struggle against the powerful kind of
well,
thing.
And that also shoots holes in the White House saying, well, it came on the same day. We had to proclaim it. That's just the way it is. Really? You didn't over here.
Yeah.
So you picked and choosed where you could proclaim it. By the way, let me really quick get basic and we'll go to break here. Why is the Democrat Party, and I'm not saying there are no Democrat Christians or, you know, I'm not saying.
No, there are.
But here's what I mean. Why is the Democrat Party as an institution completely incompatible with Christianity? It starts right at the base, right at the basics.
It's foundational.
It's foundational. It's right there in the Garden of Eden. It goes like this. God's system of conduct is choice, reward, consequence. He puts two trees in the garden and he says, this one, you choose this, you have great reward. You choose that, you have great consequence. Okay, you got that? Choice, reward, consequence. That is God's system. Now, the Democrats, with everything they do, all their legislation, everything, They seek to either lower the rewards of good choices, right?
Yeah.
You know, more money you make, higher tax brackets. Oh, yeah. The more we're going to redistribute, you know, or lower the consequences of bad choices.
Yep.
Let's have a $20 minimum wage for restaurant workers in California. You know, even though you didn't study and this is the job you got. You see what I mean? Or more welfare, more whatever. Right. Throw money at people who haven't produced. Take money from those who have. So what they want to do constantly, you know, or what is abortion? Abortion is you just erase the baby.
Yep.
Erase
yep.
the consequences of decisions that we both decided to engage in. They always try to lower the rewards of good choices, lower the consequences of bad choices, or when possible, eliminate choices altogether. That is their entire program. That's not part of that. I didn't describe just a little piece of what the Democrats do. I just described all of what they do.
And you described their entire economic policy.
Their entire economic policy. Yeah,
free market capitalism is based on the idea that you are rewarded for, you know, being a good player and punished for being a bad player.
Right.
And that Adam Smith said, by the invisible hand, when everybody acts selfishly and they try to advance themselves, they're going to advance the entire economy.
Right.
And that's based on the concept of incentives. And the Democrats, again, don't believe in incentives, but they all, you know, again, this is fundamentally, they don't believe in objective truth.
Well, they don't believe in people being able to choose their way. They want to control people.
That's right.
They want to herd them like cattle. And if people are sitting there with a loving God who gave them reward and consequence and looked at them and said, you choose your way, you direct your path, you have your rewards, you have your consequences, live your life. And the Democrats look at that and say, wait a minute, if we have a society like that, we can't control them.
And I'd like to point out how complicit the media is in this.
Okay.
Joe Biden came out and declared Easter as Transgender Day of Visibility. That is demonstrable fact. He then came out and said, no, I didn't. Okay,
yeah.
So let's look at just the last few weeks. Off the top of my head, things that Donald Trump has said that, you know, if Joe Biden is reelected, there will be a bloodbath in the automobile industry in Michigan. And
yes.
The press came out. He said if he doesn't get elected, there will be a bloodbath. A couple weeks before that, someone asked him about if he'd be a dictator. And he kind of laughed and said, yeah, I'll be a dictator for the first day, which he was referring to doing exactly what Biden did, which Biden reversed all of his policies on immigration and things like that. And the media, oh, Trump's going to be, you can't only be a dictator for a day.
Right.
And then Biden says, it's Transvisibility Day. Never mind. I never said it was Transvisibility Day. Where's NBC? Where's CBS? Where's
right.
PBS?
There are no gatekeepers in the media holding them to account when they take away freedoms, take away choices, or impose.
Or take away the truth.
Or impose their view of humanity on you. And by the way, when you impose something, you're taking away people's freedoms. You can't do it without that. All right. Shall we go to break? When we come back, I want to talk about something other national, and that's the vice presidential choice for Donald Trump. Are you ready for that?
I feel like I should be humming the Jeopardy music. Doo, doo,
doo. Folks, we are here on Rush to Reason with Eli Bremmer. Up next is Veteran Windows and Doors, 40% off still. And feel free to shop around. Veteran's going to give you the best deal. For the best in windows and doors, call Veteran at 303-529-0720.
Veteran Windows and Doors guarantees every window and door they install is installed correctly. That means insulated, flashed, and sealed on the inside and outside for your benefit. It's because they follow stricter installation codes than what is required to protect you and your home from any additional costs or problems. And Veteran commits to a 5-year labor warranty because they want to go the extra mile. They are that confident in their craftsmanship and product. Veteran Windows and Doors will take time to make sure your home is weathertight during installation so that you remain comfortable throughout the entire process. Veteran promises they will always be there for you on the phone and in person in the rare chance any issues arise. Other companies give you a shorter labor warranty, and they may never return your call. For the month of April, enjoy free installation on your windows and doors with Veteran. Check out Veteran Windows and Doors today at klzradio.com.
Ridgeline Auto Brokers. Hey, folks, when you're looking for used cars, you want good selection. You want the best inspections so you can trust that thing you're buying. Ridgeline is both, and you can find them at 303-442-4141.
Are you in the market for a reliable car that won't break the bank? Do you need high-quality auto repair? Then look no further. Ridgeline Auto Broker specializes in quality used cars that cost between $15,000 and $25,000, making them a great option for first-time drivers or anyone looking for a good deal. At Ridgeline, we pride ourselves on providing a transparent and hassle-free car buying experience. That's why we never charge any dealer fees. Plus, all of our vehicles are inspected by our team of ASE-certified technicians. You can trust that the car you're buying is in excellent condition. And remember, we can also service your vehicle after the sale. At Ridgeline, we offer competitive financing options for vehicle purchase or for vehicle repairs. Ridgeline now has two locations, one in Boulder, and now a second location in Fort Collins, located at 1101 North College Avenue. Both locations offer full-service auto repair and a host of off-road accessories. Check out all our services at RidgelineAutoBrokers.com. Ridgeline, the smart way to buy or service your car.
Cub Creek Heating and Air. Sorry, I'm laughing here. Cub Creek Heating and Air. The seasons are changing, so both heating and cooling are real concerns. For the best of each, call Doug and Hunter at Cub Creek. That's 303-656-5467.
Cub Creek Heating AC knows that solving your home's heating and cooling needs can be confusing. The energy industry can be complicated, and Cub Creek will help you navigate through it so you owe as little as possible. Denver is mostly served by a large power company, but many of the towns around it are served by smaller power companies, all with different policies and regulations. The team at Cub Creek understands these regulations so they can best advise you on what will save you the most. They walk customers through the options step by step, always keeping your overall net cost in mind. Most companies say they'll get you the biggest rebate, but sell you the most expensive equipment, so you lose money in the end. And Cub Creek isn't a commission-based company, so there's no chance you'll be upsold. They will give you all the options, and you choose how to proceed. Learn the facts and save money with Ream Pro Partners Cub Creek Heating and AC today by going to klzradio.com/HVAC.
Roof Savers is up next. You know, folks, there's nothing like seeing a dry, brittle roof suddenly look young and new after treatment from Dave Hart at Roof Savers. Call Dave at 303-710-6916.
Every year, hailstorms ravage Colorado's Front Range, leaving gardens and roofs alike in shambles. From last year's storms alone, there are still an estimated 30 to 45% of roofs that are in need of replacements. That's where we come in. Hi, I'm Madison Hart.
And I'm Elizabeth Hart.
We here at Roof Savers Colorado take pride in helping homeowners make the best decision for their home and their roof.
Before we know it, hail season will arrive and your home will need a reliable, sturdy, and watertight roof. We will work with any insurance company to ensure you get the replacement you need. For over 23 years, we have specialized in both repairing and replacing your roof so that you can focus on what's important in life.
Don't let another storm season go by without replacing your roof, leaving your home vulnerable to leaks and at risk of further damage. Call Roof Savers Colorado today at 303-710-6916 or go to roofsaversco.com. That's 303-710-6916 or go to roofsaversco.com to have a free inspection done on your roof.
Now, back to Rush to Reason, presented by High Five Plumbing, where every call ends with a high five.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560, Andy Pate, together with Eli Bremmer. Eli, hey, tell you what, let's do the VP talk in the next segment. I forgot about one other thing, because it's not trans, but it's women's rights, and you were talking about now. And Shakira, who, by the way, is a tremendous talent.
Absolutely.
I mean, just ludicrously talented. And she had some stiff words to say about the movie Barbie. Now, I was stunned by this.
I was a little shocked, too, because I saw the story, and she talked about how she felt like it emasculated her sons.
Yeah, well, here, let me read it. This is quoting her. "My sons absolutely hated it." And this is talking about Barbie. "They felt it was emasculating, and I agree to a certain extent. I'm raising two boys. I want them to feel powerful, too, while respecting women. I like pop culture when it attempts to empower women without robbing men of their possibility to be men, to also protect and provide. I believe in giving women all the tools and the trust that we can do without losing our essence, without losing our femininity. I think that men have a purpose in society, and women have another purpose as well. We complement each other, and that compliment should not be lost.
Isn't that weird? It's like there was like a divine being that thought this up and said, hey, this would work really well.
Isn't that? I mean, she came under real heat for this. She is being hated.
Well, of course she is, because she's saying things that are fundamentally true. And if you look at Shakira, if you listen to Shakira, it's hard to come up with anything but, my gosh, she is feminine.
Yes.
And, I mean, she is beautiful.
Right.
She sings beautifully. She has talent. She's a mom. Like,
great dancer.
Right. And so you have, you know, sort of a very feminine woman who, by the way, is, you know, made gobs of money and has business interests and stuff like this. You can't say she hasn't been successful or she's successful because of men. And now she's calling this out. And this is where I'm seeing more and more liberal women. I don't know where her politics are. She's not even from the U.S. But
no, I'm sure she's on the left.
Yeah, if you're in the music industry, you have to be, unless you're country.
Right.
But I see people like that starting to stand up and say, wait a second, the emperor has no clothes here. And they don't want their sons growing up to face the kind of discrimination that they can see coming down the pike.
Yeah. And by the way, not only is she brave, but she's right about the movie.
Weird.
Barbie. You know, I of course do movie reviews on Friday, and I reviewed Barbie. I didn't think it was that great of a movie, and I don't say that because I didn't like the content. I just felt it was an average, only funny at times, not so much at others. It was there.
I'm going to confess.
Yes.
I have not seen the movie Barbie. I did see Top Gun 2. I did not see Barbie.
Well, they're almost the same. I mean, really, the same storyline.
Yeah, very similar, I'm sure.
Very similar. But, you know, here's the thing. You had either two kinds of Ken, really. Abusive Ken or doormat Ken that they would put out there. You had a very corrupt Will Ferrell leading a bunch of other idiotic, corrupt men, you know, in an organization. There wasn't one positive word about any men who don't completely fall at the feet of women. What? This movie depicted men as flat out unnecessary, period, in society in any way, shape, or form. It did not show one necessity of men. Whereas, of course, I would look at both, you know, at both sexes and say absolutely necessary.
100%.
It was the most anti-male movie I had seen in, my goodness, I don't even know how many years.
Look at what the left has brought us here. They've said the ideal woman is a man. You know, she does all the men's jobs. She does, you know, all the same physical things a man does. And the ideal man is a woman.
Right. Yeah. He does all the not physical things.
Well, no, but also that the ideal man, you know, can go into the women's locker room and undress, and that's the new ideal woman for the ideal man to National Organization for Women.
Exactly.
Is a man who tries to say, I'm not even a man.
You know what was the worst thing really about the movie? And in a way, I felt it denigrated women, and here's how. It only showed women surging up, because I believe women should surge up all the way up the corporate ladder, be CEOs, be president, whatever. I don't care, you know, do whatever your greatness leads you to do, right?
Yeah.
Be great and go where your greatness leads. But here's the thing. It could only elevate women by incredibly denigrating men. Now, I understand you could do some of that for humor and it's funny and so forth. I get that. It's fun to pick on both genders and I have fun with that, all right? But that wasn't the message of the movie. The message of the movie was elevating women by destroying men.
Well, and it's trying to, again, erase, you know, gender at all. I mean, the irony is they say you can choose your gender, you can choose your sex. But, you know, I don't just talk the talk on this. I walk the walk. My wife is the senior executive for our county. She oversees, I think it's $600 million budget. She has 2,500 employees. She's the chief executive. The C level. She's also very attractive. And guess what? She likes it when her husband opens the door for her. You can do all of these things. She likes it when I remember to bring her flowers from time to time.
It's so sexist.
Yeah.
Why do you put up with that?
So
why do you should, you know what? You should be picketing out in front of your home.
Yeah. She is a very successful businesswoman.
Yeah.
Who likes having a husband who acts like a man. Isn't that bizarre? when both genders embrace the differences between the two of them, we complement each other.
Yeah.
And you know what? We're different parents to our son. We interact with our son in different ways. And that's good for him because he needs a mom and a dad. And that's the way God designed it. And if you look at kids and how they grow up and the success that they have, kids who grow up in a family with a mom and a dad who have a good functioning relationship with each other tend to do better in society. Weird.
Yeah, how weird. And I mean, the stats prove that overwhelmingly. Yeah.
Hold on. Stats are racist.
Well, I know. You're stats racist. Well, yeah, of course.
Okay, there you go.
My bad. But let me close with this. My wife is the same way. My wife is a very strong woman. She doesn't need me to be weak for her to be strong. And what they did is they put up a whole movie that demonstrated weakness for women to be strong. And Shakira's looking at this and saying, I don't like the emasculating of men that you did in this movie. My sons hated it, and I don't like it either. And by the way, I don't think anybody's going to argue whether or not Shakira is a strong woman. She's a very strong woman, and she doesn't need men to be brought down for her to be put up. She looks at the human race and just says this, be excellent. Well, that's all you got to do.
And this is natural. And how many women do you know that are happily married to men who are pushovers?
Not many.
I don't know any, to be honest. That's not a healthy relationship.
Yeah, and by the way, I don't think it's too healthy the other way either. No. I would hate it if my wife was a pushover. My gosh. I like the fact that she can challenge me. My wife can bring me to my knees with a look. I'm sorry. She has the superpower.
There you go.
Okay, and guess what? It's cool with that.
And it's probably because she's feminine, huh?
Yeah, she's very feminine. Okay, let's go to break. Up next is Hi-Fi Plumbing. When a plumbing issue hits, you need two things. Really, you need two things when a plumbing issue hits. You need quality, and you need an easy number to remember. Eli, is that true? I mean, it's always an emergency when a plumbing issue hits.
Yes, it's always at the wrong time of day or night.
It really is, okay? Well, with Hi-Five, you get both quality and an easy number. Here we go. Call Hi-Five at 877-WE-HIGH-FIVE.
You'll soon be watering your lawn or washing your car, and Hi-Five Plumbing can help you do it confidently. Through the winter, your exterior spigots and faucets may have frozen and thawed several times, which could mean trouble when you want to use them. Main water lines may have cracks that weren't noticeable until now. And if you're seeing lowered water pressure, standing water in your yard, or a high water bill, you need Hi-Five to come out and to see what the issue is. Hi-Five takes time to thoroughly inspect your concerns and uses cutting-edge tools, gauges, and technology to pinpoint the problem faster to get your plumbing back on track. Hi-Five is also unique because they won't pressure you. If a problem is found, they'll give you a few options so that you can choose what works best for you. KLZ listeners, tell them that you heard them on Rush to Reason for an incredible $100 off a repair. Just go to klzradio.com/plumbing to find out more.
Golden Eagle Financial, prepare your financial future by maximizing your present with Al Smith. No one does it better, so call Al at 303-744-1128, or you can find him at klzradio.com.
You need Golden Eagle Financial to maximize your retirement in this new reality of rising costs that will not stop. That way you can retire on your terms. When prices rise, there are strategies and tools that an experienced retirement planner like Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial can use to maximize your returns while maintaining minimal risk. This gives you more purchasing power to retire on your terms. Whether you want to travel, give to others, purchase property, or anything else you've worked for your whole life, Al can provide essential analysis and strategy to make sure that you're prepared for any economic changes. So that'll help you understand the exact risks and expenses and help you fit it into your plan for your future. Call Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial today and get started preparing for your new reality by going to klzradio.com/money for a free consultation. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor. BCM and Golden Eagle Financial Limited are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents.
Michael Bailey Law, procrastination, it's going to cost you, but procrastinating with your will Well, that could cause the one that could cost the ones you love most. You don't want that. Don't wait. Call Michael Bailey at 720-730-7274.
Estate planner Michael Bailey is familiar with all the St. Patrick's Day traditions, but he wants to make sure you don't leave your estate plan to luck. If you don't have an estate plan on paper filed with an estate planning attorney, the state of Colorado will distribute your assets how they see fit. That's not very lucky. And locating your relatives costs money. They won't do that for free. They'll use your estate to fund their impish little probate leprechaun search for your next of kin. That's not lucky either. Instead, Michael Bailey, the mobile estate planner, says you should make your own luck, and that means writing what your wishes are on a document in detail. This way you get to choose who gets what, and it's not left up to little green men on the hunt for a pot of gold. So do the right thing for your family and reach out to the mobile estate planner, Michael Bailey, by going to klzradio.com/estate today and start making your own luck.
John, the cyber guy, most of us aren't qualified to secure our own network, but John Cannata is the expert who protects your businesses top to bottom. Call John at 720-593-6688.
Have you ever considered a career as a cyber criminal? Think of all the money you could extort from victims. No experience? No problem. With the latest ransomware as a service, you can get all the tools and support of a top-ranked ransomware gang for just a few dollars a day. And with so many underprotected businesses out there, you won't have to work very hard. All you need is a big ego and no scruples. But wait, maybe you're an ethical person with a conscience, a business owner who just wants to take care of customers. You'd rather avoid ransomware. If that's you, call John the Cyber Guy. John knows the tactics hackers use and has the tools and know-how to stop them. Ransomware as a service is a real and growing threat. Don't let some entry-level hacker bring down the business you work so hard to build. Contact John, the Cyber Guy, today at klzradio.com/security or call him at 720-593-6688.
Now back to Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate together with Eli Bremmer. Okay, Eli, we got just about 4 minutes here. Favorite VP candidates. I believe this is the most important VP selection we've ever had.
I think it's important, but I wouldn't overstate it in terms of winning the election. Everybody gets really hyped up about who the VP is and are they going to bring this state in or that.
But the reason I think this is so important is, first of all, the age of the candidates.
That matters. And
right, the VP becomes much more important.
And also the fact that he's a lame duck the day he walks in the door.
Exactly. He's a lame duck the day he walks in the door. You're also nominating, really, the 2028 presidential candidate. Very likely. Not for sure. He's got to go into primary, but...
Well, but also, Trump has a bit of a history of running through personnel. So
this is true.
So it's not a guarantee if you want to become the president, they're going to be Trump's vice president.
Right.
Look no further than Mike Pence. That didn't work very well for him. I'd love to see, Donald Trump was a fairly effective president, definitely toward the end of his term more than the beginning. One of the things that a powerful personality like him needs is someone to counterbalance him. And that's why I really, some of your listeners are going to be furious when I say this. I thought Mike Pence was a great VP for him. Because here's the deal. He was the opposite of Trump.
Sure.
He was boring. He was, he was not spontaneous, And so when I look to see who would make a good VP to Trump to really help him get as much done in 4 years as possible, I'd like someone who counterbalances him, because the strength of Trump is he's spontaneous. He's bold. He does things that other people won't do.
Yeah, but the weakness of Trump is that, first of all, we got to win. And
right.
He's not liked by the middle. Okay. Here you're going up against right now the most poorly polling president of our lifetime.
That's correct.
Okay. The weakest opponent I have ever seen, and Trump's only polling ahead of him by maybe 2 points on average. And
yeah, but historically, the VP isn't going to help you.
No, but I think when you are somebody who drives away the middle to the degree Trump does, and we could talk about this more now too, I think having somebody who is more of a draw outside the base would really help.
I think that the real question is, does he pick someone that's a negative? Not, I don't think the VP can help you gain more votes per se, but I think that a wrong choice could be a negative.
Okay, so give me a name.
For a bad choice?
Good name.
For a good name? Well, I mean, some of the ones that are out there, I think Tulsi Gabbard would be an interesting one.
Right.
She's not a conservative, but she's got common sense, so I can live with that.
Okay.
I love Tim Scott. I love listening to him. I think he presents a bold vision. What I don't know about him is, can he counterbalance Trump's strong personality?
Well, and also, he's a great man, but he's not a great debater. He's not right. Fast on his feet.
Yeah, J.D. Vance's name has been mentioned. I have some concerns about him as well.
I love him, but he's so exactly in Trump's wheelhouse. He doesn't broaden the ticket at all.
But he wasn't before also, so I'm not sure I would trust him. Trump, again, like I said, Trump is a difficult man to work for. He goes through personnel really fast. And who he is.
What about Rubio? Look, Rubio, I mean, I'm sorry, but in terms of popularity beyond the base, he's a rock star.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Rubio's well-liked.
And he's a powerful guy. He's strong. He wouldn't get overrun by Trump.
And he also knows the D.C. system. What really hurt Trump the first 2 years was he came in, and a lot of that first 2 years was squandered by not understanding the system that he legitimately wanted to reform. As he went through his first set of staff and they started bringing in people that were smart on the system, that changed things and it became more effective.
Okay, well, I think another big thing with Rubio, people don't like him because of the Gang of Eight. Folks, get over it. He totally embraced Trump's immigration policies all the way ever since 2016. So he's on board. I don't think that's a problem. All right, we got to take a break. That is it for hour number one. And hour number two, we're going to hear from Joy Overbeck on the Douglas County GOP and the fact that they are picking which Republicans to help and which ones to hurt. Until then, keep it right here on Rush to Reason, KLZ 560.